And as we've been focusing on national politics in the 2016 campaign, governors around the country have been dealing with the state of their states. Over the past month or so, they've been delivering addresses to their state legislatures, and we want to check in on three of them right now. Joining us from Wyoming Public Radio in Cheyenne is Bob Beck, host and news director there. Hi, Bob.
Hello. Thank you for having me.
It's great to have you. And in Louisville, we've got Ryland Barton, who is the state capital bureau chief for the Kentucky Public Radio Network. Ryland, great to have you.
Howdy. Thanks for having me.
And in Hartford, we have John Dankosky, host of the show Where We Live from WNPR. John, great to have you as well from Connecticut.
Hey, thanks so much. Good to talk to you.
And Bob, let me start with you in Wyoming. We've got Matt Mead, the Republican governor there. He's been in office since 2011. What was the biggest issue that he talked about in his speech?
He actually talked about two things, but probably they relate to one another. The biggest thing is the revenue shortfall that Wyoming is facing. This is what we call a budget session, so they're crafting the next two-year budget. And so the governor spent a lot of time talking about how he would like to have that money spent. One of the interesting things is Wyoming is a energy state, so we get a lot of revenue from oil, gas,
right,
and certainly coal. And so they're down about $500 million in projected revenue.
So really suffering from the drop in energy prices. And yet the governor wants to expand Medicaid. Let's listen to him talk about that.
Are we willing to cut more than $33 million from literacy, tourism, local government, senior centers, and early childhood development just so we don't have to expand Medicaid?
This is a Republican governor. How did the legislature react?
Not well. They are a Republican legislature, well over two-thirds in both the House and Senate, and they've resisted doing this for the last 3 or 4 years. The governor put it in his budget this year, and the Joint Appropriations Committee removed it. So the governor made a strong plea, also went to a public forum later that day, really hoping they'll expand Medicaid, not only to address the health care needs of some 20,000 people in the state, but also to look at the revenue that it would bring in and help pay for a number of health care programs that Wyoming certainly needs. I don't think there's any debate about that, but we have a legislature that really is not excited about the Medicaid expansion idea, and you know, they don't believe that the federal government will live up to its obligation and pay its share down the road.
Let's move to Connecticut here, where Daniel Malloy is the Democratic governor there. He's been in office since 2011. John Dankosky, what was the biggest issue in his speech?
Well, we're looking at layoffs and looking at big cuts to government, and we've known they're going to be coming for some time. Right now, the state is facing about a $600 million budget deficit. But the next year and the next year after that, there are holes over $1 billion. And a lot of this just comes to, well, the same things that are facing a lot of states right now, which is long-term pension obligations for an awful lot of state employees. Governor Malloy has said we got to take a look at that right now, and we have to budget that moving forward differently. But this, the start of the session, he's essentially taking an axe to the state budget and saying we're going to have to cut maybe thousands of jobs. We're going to have to hold a lot of services with a lot less money than they probably need. And it's something that many, many lawmakers are very frightened about. And we have a very Democratic legislature here. These are cuts we knew were coming, Jeremy, but they're feeling pretty hard right now.
Let's listen to the governor.
In other words, this budget is based not on how much we want to spend, but how much money we actually have to spend. This new method will require different decisions to keep government living within its means. And it won't come without sacrifice. It will require the reduction of the state workforce by more than 1,000 employees through attrition and other means. And I don't take that lightly.
Now, Connecticut is not, like Wyoming, an energy state. It's not dealing as much with the collapse of energy prices. We do know that the big story in the news recently, that General Electric, which has been based in Fairfield for a long, long time, is moving its headquarters to Boston. But what's really going on at the – what is the root of the problem for Connecticut's budget problems?
Well, you know, the thing is, we haven't recovered, as many states haven't, from the economic recession. And when you see something like GE moving, what they're pointing to is Connecticut, they say, is not a business-friendly place. There's too much taxing of corporations. And really, there's not enough budget certainty. General Electric said on the way out the door, Jeremy, that, you know, you look at a state budget that is $500 million, $600 million, $1 billion in the hole. We don't know that we're not going to have to slash state services or come after more taxes in the future. So we don't think that Connecticut is a place that's stable enough to do business. That's the big overlay of this session right now, is that the governor is having to make these cuts because of these long-term obligations. And he's seeing a big business like GE move out the door.
Let's go to Kentucky, where Matt Bevins is the new Republican governor, elected last year. This was his first State of the State address. Ryland, what was the big issue there?
Big issue, spending cuts pretty much across the board. They're looking at a 9% cut in state spending to free up about $650 million. Most of that money is supposed to go to the state pension system. We have one of the worst, if not the worst, public funded pension system in the pension system that for most of our state employees and retirees, and also a massive shortfall in the pension system for teachers as well. And this is just something that every year the state ends up having to appropriate more and more money into the system. So Bevin, despite growing actually estimates that the state's going to be increasing revenue over the next few years, he decided to cut spending to just kind of hunker down and put that money into the pension system.
And unlike the governor of Wyoming, Bevin really does not want to expand Medicaid. In fact, he wants to get rid of the system that was set up in Kentucky under Obamacare. And this famously, the system in Kentucky, this was one state in the South that was actually doing what the president wanted. But in this case, Bevin wants to get rid of that. Let's listen to him right here.
And I will make clear something else. Expanded Medicaid does not pay for itself. It just doesn't. Let's dispel that myth right now. We're going to have to make hard decisions as it relates to how we wrestle with that. And we'll talk about that in a moment as we move forward as well.
What does he want to do with regards to health care?
Well, he's already announced that he's going to be getting rid of our state health exchange, Connect, which is Kentucky was one of the first states to opt into the Affordable Care Act, the state expansion of Medicaid, and having a state-run health exchange, and our system did pretty well by some measures. The uninsured rate went from a little over 20% to 9% in the first 2 years in which it was open. So he's going to be getting rid of the state health exchange, and then he's also announced that he's going to over the next couple of years figure out a way to change the Medicaid expansion. Right now, like several other states, we have the expansion up to 138% of the federal poverty line for folks up to 138%. And he hasn't exactly said what he wants to do, but he wants to scale that back, transform it, as he says, into some other kind of system, which would still provide coverage to some folks. But it's really unclear what that final version is going
to
look like.
So as I listen to the three of you, I have to say my takeaway in looking at these three states, at least, is that the state of the states is not that great right now. All of these states are dealing with budget cuts and shortfalls and things like that. Bob Beck, let me go to you. We often hear about other issues that are really specific to these states. And I know that in Wyoming, there's an issue with grizzlies and wolves, right?
Well, yes, they've been both on and off the endangered species list, and it's an issue that's being fought in court, and our legislature is just working on a resolution, in fact, today, that would encourage Congress to at least make them, you know, delisted and allow the state to manage these things. And grizzlies have always been here. Wolves were reintroduced to the state many years ago. And boy, that's a hot topic in northern Wyoming. It certainly is.
And John, in Connecticut, is there something that's really specific to Connecticut that came up in the governor's speech?
Well, the thing is that the governor really wants to spend his time, his energy, and some of the state's money on things like a big criminal justice reform initiative, something that the president has praised him for, a big transportation overhaul. All of our bridges and roads are crumbling. We don't have high-speed rail the way we should. These are the things the governor says we want to spend our time on and he wants to focus on. But we can't because we keep having to solve this same budget hole. You know, he inherited about a $3.7 billion deficit when he came into office back in 2010, and he's slashed that. That's one way to look at it. Another way to look at it is we're nowhere near close to filling that hole, and so we can't really concentrate on anything, grizzly bears or trains or anything.
I don't think there are – maybe there are grizzly bears. Maybe there's
a grizzly bear. Call us, John.
You never know. You never know.
All right. Ryland, what about you in Kentucky? What's the issue that's really specific to Kentucky that came up?
Well, besides the pension system, which is the kind of the big thing that's looming in front of the state budget, part of the cuts include would include cuts to higher education and also a move to performance-based funding for higher education. Governor Bevin wants to, by 2018, make one-third of all the money going to state higher education based on performance, based on how well the schools are doing, how well they're graduating students, and the type of students that that he wants to graduate, namely kind of math, science, engineering. He kind of had a dig at the liberal arts majors in his budget address. And then a few years later than that, I think it's within 3 years, he wants 100% of the funding to be performance-based.
Huh. Well, we will keep an eye on the state of the states, and there are some more governors yet to report. Ryland Barton at the Kentucky Public Radio Network in Louisville, Bob Beck in Cheyenne at Wyoming Public Radio, and John Dankosky in Hartford at WNPR. Thanks to all of you.
Thanks, guys.
Thank you very much.